Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with functional health coach Jason Theobald. He is a coach, educator, and founder of Scooby Health, co-owner of New Ethics and Advanced Vitality. Welcome to the show, Jason. Super excited to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I heard Jason's presentation at the Hybrid Health Summit in January, and I was super, super impressed and just taken by everything that he said. So I am incredibly excited to talk about all things weight loss resistance, perimenopausal or menopausal strategies today. But before we get into it, I would love for you to just introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your story and how you got to where you are today.
Okay. I started out as a competitive bodybuilder. And, you know, I've taken that pretty far. I'm an IFBB pro in the classic physique division. And so I was, you know, built a business for nutrition consulting. And, you know, almost 20 years ago, it really was just helping people for shows. They'd hire you when it's time to get ready. And then usually they'd fall off. And then that morphed into more people staying year round. And then that morphed into people who were just gin pop. And then you're starting to get all these wide variety of people. And around 2017, I just kind of started to notice that the more and more females I was dieting or getting, it was about a 50-50 crapshoot of roll the dice, whether they were going to really drop weight and respond to your typical macro, setting up a nutrition plan, et cetera. And, you know, that was just frustrating to me. It was frustrating to them. And I figured I had to dig deeper. To me, it was either evolve or die out. And, you know, I saw that happen with many coaches. There was tons of people at that point in time that are back to 9 to 5s because they didn't evolve with what was going on and who was seeking health coaching or coaching. And so, you know, I kind of around then met my business partner in New Ethics, Vince Pitstick. He was into the functional space. I went to a seminar with him in Minneapolis, and I was just sold. Like, I saw the pieces and how I could fit this together and help competitors, but also help my other people. And so I went down that road, and I've really never looked back. I still help competitors, but I'd say 80% of my business is probably at this point women who have had weight loss resistance or in menopause or perimenopausal. And then I still have 20% competitors. And then we've grown to a business of 13 coaches who all do something similar along the lines of me. Each of them have their own little niche and things they like to do. But in general, you know, we are a team of coaches that can help the full gamut: autoimmunity, gut issues, weight loss resistance. Pretty much a lot of the things that kind of get swept under the rug in the medical community, you know, the things that doctors really just can't fix with a quick pill and out the door, we pick up and we help sweep up and clean that up. So that's kind of where I'm at. And then New Ethics kind of developed just because I was sick of sending people to other companies, to be honest with you. And I knew I could build a better mousetrap and products that would work for our issues and the things that we were dealing with. And then I could give them 30 third party tested and make sure what's on the labels in the bottle. And then from there, I realized I'm getting a lot of these people with hormone problems, and I don't have a great clinic I can send to. I'm not trusting what they're doing. They're putting women on too much testosterone. They're not doing things right. So I was like, I'll just get a medical director and create my own. And that's what I've done. And that's taken off. So I've been blessed. I've been lucky, but I've worked pretty hard too, and you know, had many a sleepless nights and late nights. So it all goes together to where we're at kind of today.
Well, it sounds amazing. It sounds like you're able to cater to pretty much anybody. And you mentioned that a lot of these issues, like gut issues or even things like metabolic resistance, they're often swept under the rug, or people even argue that it doesn't actually exist, not just in the medical community, but also in the coaching community, unfortunately, a lot of quote unquote macro coaches that only focus on macros, you know, it's all about calories in, calories out. The client must be lying to you. The client's probably cheating, blah, blah, blah. And of course, while there's some of that happening sometimes in terms of adherence, we all know that. I love that you and Vince are bringing awareness to the coaching community as well, that these issues do exist, even right. though if there's not like a super easy way to quote unquote diagnose them, or like no doctor is going to be like, here is your ticket for weight loss resistant or you are weight loss adapted, which is probably a good thing. Otherwise, people would live with that label and just say like, oh, I can't lose weight because of XYZ. But yeah, I love that you're spreading the message, educating coaches, educating people on, hey, you're feelings or your experiences are legitimate as well. That is one thing that really stood out to me in your presentation, that one of the first things you said was like, you're not crazy by thinking there's something
100%.
Quote unquote wrong with you, right? So yeah, maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the examples you gave about weight loss resistance or some of the women you have worked with, and then how you get them out of weight loss resistance.
Well, you know, weight loss resistance, the longer you work within that demographic, you kind of realize it's really an umbrella and it has levels to it. It can be, none of it is simple, but it could just be one issue and it's a gut issue. And they think maybe they're, you know, they have, you know, internal inflammation way down the line in the cell, but they're not really that bad. You fix the gut and then all of a sudden they start dropping. But they came to you weight loss resistant, like their things, you know, 5 days a week, you know, 2 hours of cardio a day, 1100 calories. It's not working. And in fact, they're gaining weight and feeling worse and horrible libido and no, you know, drive in life. None of it's working. And it's just the gut. But then you unravel, unpeel the onion, and maybe there's hormonal issue too. So then you fix the gut and you get the hormones and now the body starts responding. Maybe there's, you know, you get that and labs look good and then they're still not dropping. And that's to me what real weight loss resistance is. Hormones look good, gut's good. For all intents and purposes, on paper, you look pretty healthy, but nothing's working. And so, like I said, there's levels to it. Some coaches are good with the gut, and if it's not the gut, they don't know where they're going to go. And some coaches are good with hormones in the gut. And if they fix that, they're like, not real sure where to go. This can get into a situation where because they've tried so hard and so long, they've inflamed themselves at a cellular level. And that's where you get into the deep, dark end of it. And that can take a lot of time to unravel. And, you know, this can happen over time from just pushing, pushing, pushing. All it is your immune system finally realizes there's a lot of stress going on and it starts to react to it and can become overactive. You're puffy. You got brain fog. You're not going to the bathroom. Your libido's terrible. And so, you know, those are the ones that are very deep. And that's the one that I presented on at the Hybrid Health Summit. And we can touch on that a little bit in a minute, but I want everyone to understand, like, just because you're initially not dropping, it could be just as simple as gut. It could be just as simple as hormones. But when you get that really deep internal inflammation, the hormones are no longer communicating with the cell. Each cell has hormone receptors and it's almost like, it's deaf. You know, the hormones are trying to talk and there's no communication. So you put someone on hormones, the levels look okay, but they're not being heard. And so that's when you got to do things like autophagy and fasting and push those old senescent cells out, bring in new ones that can actually hear the hormones. And then you get into things where people just become sugar burners. They're not switching over to burning fat. And, you know, people don't realize, but, you know, we have a capability to burn carbs, but also fat. Fat burns in the flame of a carbohydrate. So you eat and then an hour later, you should be burning some fat and you should see this on a ketone. You can use a Keto Mojo and it'll do your blood glucose and your ketones. Well, if you're a low or a 0.1 all the time, you're not burning any fat. You're stuck burning sugar. So you know, that's where you can get into having to use autophagy and getting all these things out, getting that cellular inflammation out, getting the body to relearn to burn fat too, and bring back that metabolic flexibility. So I know I just spewed out a lot, but it kind of runs the gamut. But for me, the real weight loss resistant people are like, labs look good, gut's not bad, and no one knows why it's not going anywhere. It's not really showing up on the labs.
Great. Thank you for that overview. And in regards to this particular scenario, so let's say you take on a client like that, what kind of conversation do you have with them to start off with? Do you just say, hey, we're going to work on the gut and hormones first and see if that's all good, and if not, we will proceed differently? Do you have that open conversation with them right away?
Yeah, you have to. And I have assessment forms that help me kind of figure out where I need to go with the client. And I teach this in my Scooby U. I have a university too, where I teach coaches how to unravel all these cases. And so it starts with a really good assessment when they come in the door. So I have a weight loss resistance form. It's got about probably 15 different symptoms that they might experience. And if there's five or more on there, then I'm like, okay, we've probably got some stuff going on at the cellular level. Immune system's probably a little bit in overdrive. They're puffy, they're brain fogged, all these different things. So I explained to them, hey, you've got other issues too we're seeing on the form, but we might have to take this to a level where we have to do autophagy, and we're going to have to fast, and we're going to have to get these cells out and bring and help you manufacture new ones and really just kind of clean out the body. And so I have that conversation about how long it could take. And my other forms, you know, I have a whole gut assessment form. So I can already say, hey, gut isn't looking good. You know, I can do a few things here. I can flush you out. I can get you on proper enzymes. Look like you're depleted of this, this, and this, hydrochloric bile. But if you're not still good, then I got to get a GI map. And that could take 8 weeks to 10 weeks just to fix all that. By the way, we're still going to run some hormones because I'm seeing hormonal issues. I have a form called a metabolic stress questionnaire, and I can see where like maybe there's some hormonal issues. So a lot of times I'm at least getting labs. I have a specific panel I like. And then if I can't get you healthy within about 4 weeks of coming on with your gut, then I need a GI map. And I've got to get your gut healthy before I do anything else. If you don't have good gut health, it's going to affect your thyroid. It's going to affect your adrenals. And it's going to trickle on down to the point where your body's really probably not going to lose fat well. Now, I've seen coaches force it with PEDs. You know, you can throw in T3 and you can throw in CLIN, you can throw in anabolics and really cardio them, but the gut's just getting worse and worse. But your natural person at 45 that doesn't have any of those at their disposal, you got to fix the gut. You're not going to be able to force the body to do anything if they're not absorbing their nutrients well. So the body's already sensing it's starving. They're giving it maybe 1100 and it's probably only absorbing 600. So, you know, yes, in the door, I have proper forms that I assess. I call them my gatekeepers. If you don't pass it, you're a functional client. If you do, cool. You want to cut and you're on enough calories, you're not overcarding yourself, you're healthy, great. Let's hop right in. Most people that come to me are not on that side of things because they know what I do and they're seeking me out for that, for the functional side. But every once in a while I do, you know, I get just a competitor. They got their calories up high. They're not overdoing their calories. Everything looks pretty healthy and they want to start a prep and their forms are good. And hey, you know, we go on that route. But I encourage coaches to have a great assessment form, because early in my career, if someone came in the door, they say, I want to cut. And I say, great. I know how to do that for you. We start cutting and 10 weeks later, I've tried a million things short of standing on my head and clapping and they're not dropping. And now I'm like, shit, what do I do? And they either leave or, you know, and then you don't have that great referral. Now I can work any case. And so that's every case that comes in the door for me is always going to be a referral, because I'm going to put them in a better spot than when they came. But it took me a lot of years to figure all this out and get the knowledge that I needed to be in this position now.
First of all, that's reassuring. As someone who's only been coaching for 5 years, I do obviously feel that my knowledge and experience increases year by year. Nonetheless, and there are you know, scenarios where I'm like, oh, I'm definitely out of my depth as well. So I like that you also have this very, it seems like it's a very logical strategic approach in your assessment. From my logical brain, that works really, or that sounds really great, because a lot of coaches, or a lot of people that coach coaches, they're just like, oh, you know, you need a, it's different, it depends, and it's different from client to client. And of course it is, but that's not
it
very
is.
Helpful for
but
someone.
You better be assessing them and know which direction you're taking them. And the people that take my university, they get all my forms, and I can't tell you many of them are like, oh my God, this is a game changer. Like, I wouldn't have known that this person needed labs, or I wouldn't have known this person was this bad on their gut, because they kind of just told me they were a little bloated. And then their scores are 20 on this form I have. And, you know, they're like, wow, you know, and then that led me to more questions. And then, of course, they can get on a call and then be more educated than the next coach. My forms are very depth. And so I can already get on and say, I bet you feel this way. I bet you feel this. I bet you're not sleeping. I bet you're not pooping. And they're like, how do you know all that? And I'm like, because I have all these forms. And then that lets them know that I'm a little bit of head and shoulders than the next person.
And you understand them, you get them. Yes.
It's a cutthroat business anymore. Got to learn. And if you don't, you're going to get left behind 100%.
For sure. So let's say with a client like that, where a more entry level coach might just see, okay, hormones look fine, they're telling me their gut is fine, we're eating little, very low calories, they're not doing anything. Most entry-level coaches are going to think, okay, I'm just going to do a reverse diet, right? So bringing up calories, right? So instead of doing that, or maybe with that, what would you say, okay, you mentioned autophagy, fasting, etc. What would be your approach?
That's way down the line. You got to get all the other systems working properly before I ever get to even a position where I maybe need to do fasting, keto, getting your body to burn fat again. So here's the problem. You've got an inflamed person. And by the way, menopause in itself, it's not considered an autoimmune disease, but it acts a lot like it. Once those hormones are gone, the woman gets so inflamed that it acts like an autoimmune disease, whether it is or is not. So keep that in mind. If they're in menopause and they've been for a bit, they're inflamed. Okay. So in the door, what the typical coach will do is they do a reverse. So they add 20 carbs every few weeks. And guess what? The client's already in a shitty position. Their hormones are terrible. So they have no androgens. So they're going to put more to fat anyways. Usually they have insulin resistance. So at the end of 12 weeks, they got another 15 pounds on them of body fat, and they're pissed. But now the coach is like, okay, but I've got your metabolism up. Now we're going to cut. And they start pulling 40 carbs and nothing happens. And then they leave and they find me. So what would I do? Well, I know that they're inflamed. I generally know that they've been training too much. So the first 14 days, let's say they were training 5 days a week, I'm going to drop it to two. It's going to be an upper and lower, and it's going to be very light. Let's say they've been doing a lot of HIIT or running or CrossFit or whatever, all these things, whatever is out there, your Orange Theory, whatever. You get to walk. That's it. And you're going to do yoga 7 days a week for 30 minutes. Deep breathing, getting your parasympathetic. While I'm doing that, I'm going to put you through an anti-inflammatory period. My mentor, Vince, calls it a flush. Call it what you want. Mediterranean style diet, 2,100 calories, very low protein, lots of fruits, veggies, healthy anti-inflammatory fats. Most people are eating too much protein, because everyone on Instagram who doesn't know how to fix these cases say, well, you just need to be eating a ton of protein. That's why you're not losing. So then these people eat 160 grams of protein. They don't have the muscle. They're putting themselves through mTOR, which is just constantly trying to build. I'm going to put them on 80 grams of protein. But I'm going to put them on 2,100 calories. And I don't care if they're eating 1,000. They're not going to gain weight. They don't. I put them on our Metapure. I put them on our OptiPure. If their thyroid's down, I might put them on our ThyroBoost Plus. If they got some gut issues, I might put some Beta Plus in there or our Utilize. It's going to lower inflammation. Most people drop 2 to 10 pounds going from 1,100 to 2,100 in 14 days. Now they think I'm a genius. And they're bought into whatever I'm going to do, because they haven't seen the scale go down in years, months, whatever it is. And their last coach put 10 pounds on them, 15 carbing them, thinking that's going to build their metabolism. Now, if you do what I'm saying and you do it with 180 grams of protein and this and that, they're probably going to gain. But I'm lowering the protein big time, putting all these anti-inflammatory foods in. I'm getting the thyroid cranking. I'm getting the endocrine system woken up. And because the OptiPure and MetaPure are such anti-inflammatory and detoxification system together, I'm pulling things out like glyphosate. I'm getting LPS out of the gut from, you know, maybe bad bacteria. I'm cleaning the system out and they have a whoosh. And now I have a body that's lower inflammation, higher thyroid, less toxic overload. And now I can work the case on 2,100 calories. Now, maybe that means I need to feed them up for a while. Let's say they have adrenal issues. Well, I can't go right into a cut. I got to restore all that. So they need to stay in that 2,100 calories. Well, a lot of people at that point with just a nice flush and getting the toxins down, getting the thyroid back up, they start dropping a little bit. I'm not trying to lose fat, but they start moving. If they don't, there's probably some other issue. And it's either in the labs or maybe it's deeper. But that's where I start. And so my whole team is trained in this and we get amazing outcomes. And everyone who goes through my university learns how to do this process. And once they do, it's super powerful. And now you start to understand how to really work these cases, because the first thing you're doing is stamping out inflammation. So that's how I start.
That's awesome. Thank you. I mean, a super wide picture, or I guess a lot of steps to it, a lot of parts to it. Of course, the prospect of eating 2,100 calories or so sounds amazing to anyone who's been starving themselves on 1,200 or less. And although in saying that, they probably don't even have any hunger symptoms anymore because they're so adapted at that point.
It might not. Ghrelin and leptin are usually skewed. A lot of these cases, cortisol is cranking. And what we know when cortisol is cranking, that, you know, your ghrelin's going to be, it's going to be up. And you're going to be dumping carbs constantly into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. And so you're never really able to get into fat burning because the cortisol is signaling glucagon, which tells your liver, cortisol's up, glucagon's up. And that's telling your liver to dump carbs constantly. And so what I do is I come in and I rest them and I feed them. And guess what cortisol does? It drops. And guess what glucagon does? It drops. So you're not dumping carbs anymore. And when cortisol's down and glucagon's down, insulin can do its job better. And so now it starts clearing again. That's how a GLP-1 works, semaglutide. It's not lowering insulin. It's teaching your body, it lowers glucagon. And so when glucagon comes down, insulin can go up and now clear out the sugar. That's all I'm doing with the flush. Yeah. I'm bringing your cortisol down. It's dropping your glucagon. And now your insulin can start working again to move this out. And now we're bringing down inflammation. You got to understand kind of how the body and the hormones work to do these things. And that's part of what is going on in these cases. So there's that.
Yeah, of course. My primary question there is also, again, I've always begun like client communication expectations. And as you said, they usually have the buy-in because they've probably already tried everything under the sun. So at that point in time, they're just happy for you to do, you know, whatever it takes and probably quite patient. But nonetheless, adherence is such a big thing. So if you tell them for the next, I don't know, 2 months, you can literally only eat of the Mediterranean diet sheet that I'm giving you or whatever that I'm providing you with. You cannot have any alcohol, I believe, no caffeine either, probably.
And the first 14 days, I do pull it because usually there's an adrenal component. Plus, I want to just get, even if it's not completely tank your adrenals, it is helping them run if you're drinking a ton of caffeine. So we're going to pull that and detoxify the whole system. You're going to have headache probably at first if you're a big cat.
But yeah, in general, do you or your coaches sometimes run into issues with adherence where they then a couple of days later are like, oh, we had pizza night with the family, or I just really wanted to have a glass of wine with my husband.
So, you know, I only ask the no alcohol for the first 14 days. The caffeine's the same, but you know, once I get them detoxed and they're like, hey, can I go back on the caffeine? I'm like, how do you feel? They're like, great. How are you sleeping? Awesome. I'm like, why? Why can't you do decaf? Why do you need it? And they're like, oh yeah. Okay. I'll be honest with you. The people that seek me out usually have been from doctor to doctor, coach to coach. They're like putty in my hands, and maybe it's my authority. They don't want to disappoint me. I'm a scary figure. I don't know. But I generally don't have much problem with it. Now, some of my coaches do. And when I meet with my team every week and we go over the toughest cases we have in our system. And they do have some of those issues. I'm also not cheap. And so if you're going to spend that kind of money, most people are like, yeah, I'm in. And then when they have that drop in their body and they're eating this more food and they're doing less work and it's starting to work, they're like, I'm just going to listen to this guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying it never happens. I have people that check in. They go, I didn't feel good. And, you know, I got this bad news and I ate something. And it's like, okay, well, let's just get back on it. But as far as like true adherence, I really don't get a ton of pushback. I know it's out there, but again, my price point, it's not $200. I mean, I'm my minimum is $625 to work with me. If you're putting out that kind of money and you've been from doctor to doctor, person to person, and you're getting nowhere, and now you start seeing it work, they just don't really push back on me. They're, like I said, they're kind of putty in my hands. But it does happen to my coaches. So here's what I tell them, just so your audience gets something. You got to remind people that this didn't happen in a day. You know, where they're at didn't happen in a day. It's accumulation of many a years. And, you know, if they go back to their old ways, they're not going to get any better. At least I have you on 2,100 calories, 2,000 calories. You're doing less work. Let's just say they only drop 2 pounds. And for the next 8 weeks, they're not dropping. Well, I say, listen, you're down two, you're up about 1,000 calories. You're down about 10 hours of less cardio. Why don't you just give me a little more time to let me do my magic and work these? You've seen a million people on my Facebook page or my Instagram. I can get you there, but I told you this wasn't going to be quick. And I always phase things out. So when I write out my program, I'll just say phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four. And it says, this might take 2 weeks for the flush. This gut area might take 12 weeks. And always under promise and then over deliver. So if you think you can get the gut done in 8, tell them 12. Mm-hmm. And then I can always in the check-in go back and say, hey, I showed you, we weren't fat loss focused here. You've got X, Y, and Z wrong with you. I'm fixing it. I'm working it. Here's where we've come from. You're sleeping better. Your mind's better. You're eating way more. You're doing less work. I will get you to the fat loss. And usually that snaps them back.
I love that. And I love the framing of the expectations as well. While in many cases, of course, in my coaching cases, it's more about long, sustainable lifestyle changes for the next whatever how many years sort of thing, because people are in a different situation. I still think having a periodization that you share with them is so helpful. I mean, there's studies, we can even see that ourselves, that if we have that little... if we're watching a video and we have that little bar at the bottom where we can see how far we are into the video, we're so much more likely to finish it than if we just think it's going to go on forever. Right. I don't want to listen to this anymore. Right. If we have clear expectations.
And, you know, my final phase is, I think anyone should generally tend towards Mediterranean, but I want to get dairy back for you. If you want to have ice cream once a week, great. I want you to be able to have wine once a week, but hey, you got leaky gut and you got Hashimoto's. Leaky gut is one of the biggest problems in autoimmunity. So how are you going to sit there and keep doing alcohol when we know it destroys the mucosa? So, which do you want? Do you want no thyroid where you're going to be really heavy? Or do you want a good thyroid and give up alcohol for 12 weeks? We get it under control and then you get it once a week. So my goal is to always get you back, but you're going to have to give up something to get something. I mean, that's how life works, right? Like, you don't get anything for free that's worth anything. So there's always a give and take. And then I always remind them, listen, I don't post a lot of things that I eat or do on my Instagram because I've been doing this since I was 18. I've always eaten healthy. My dad was a bodybuilder. I've got a lot in my fitness bank. I've made a shit ton of deposits of healthy eating, going to bed on time. I've never really been a boozer. I hit my protein. I hit my water. So if I want to go and have a big piece of cake once a week, it's not going to affect my abs. I stay 6%. But you didn't invest for 40 years like I've done, or, you know, 30. I started at 18. I'm 46. So you can't do all those things. And I'm sorry you didn't make those investments, but we're doing it now. So that means you don't get that right now. So you got to think of it that way, too. What have you invested in? What haven't you? And if you haven't invested much, start now. But it's going to take time to build up the reserve so you can make withdrawals. And every time you drink or every time you eat fried food, that's a withdrawal. But you hope you have a lot of deposits. So you got to start making deposits.
I love that analogy with regards to finances. I think it makes things click a lot more easily for people to understand in terms of deposits. I do want to shift a little bit into more into the perimenopausal, menopausal situation. So with a woman who is just entering that kind of phase, and she's feeling, you know, everything that used to work, it's not working anymore. I'm doing exactly the same thing as I always used to do. And suddenly I'm putting on weight, et cetera. What do we say to her, or what are the things that she really needs to look out for?
Well, I think the first thing we say is, listen, I know what they get told because I hear it nonstop. They get told, well, you're not that overweight. This is normal for your age. You know, you got a little weight in your belly and your buttocks and your hips, and it's normal. You're good. You're not overweight. It's the phase of life. That is the old school thinking. But we know more now that you don't have to do that. We know tons of women in their 40s and 50s now that look like they're in their 30s, and it's because they've eaten right. They probably are on hormones. They've done the things. Now, if you haven't been doing that, you're going to have to unravel all the problems. And like I said, the longer you've been without hormones, the more it's like almost having an autoimmune disease. There's inflammation, the immune system's kicked in. So you're inflamed. And so we've got to undo all this. I treat the case the same. I start with a good anti-inflammatory period. I get their hormones ran. We have a discussion. Miss James, your testosterone free is 0.2. It can go up to 4.2. You almost have none. Your estradiol is not really registering. It's less than 5. This helps you with not having vaginal dryness, beautiful hair, good skin, good nails. You have no progesterone. This is why you don't sleep. This is your calming hormone in comparison to estradiol. You don't have any. So that's why you're up at night. That's why you're having hot flashes. You put all this together and you don't have these hormones. By the way, your thyroid's going to downregulate. And all of this now causes an inflammatory response in the body. So we're going to start by bringing some inflammation out. I have a clinic. If you want to talk to a trained nurse practitioner, we can do that. If you don't, I can give you the best herbs I can try. But what are your goals? Do you want to look like you did at 30, or do you just want to drop 10 pounds? If you just want to drop 10 pounds, I don't need the hormones per se. I can get the inflammation out, get you training in a way that you're not overdoing your body. What happens is, what do you think if you train 5 days a week, most sets to failure, and you have no hormones? You're not going to recover. You're going to start building inflammation, right? So if they decide they don't want the hormone route, well, you have to train in line with that. So it's going to be a lot more walking, probably going to have maybe some restorative yoga once or twice a week, and maybe you get an upper and a lower circuit and you train at an RPE of a 6 or 7. Now I can get the body moving because I've got inflammation down. I'll support the hormones the best I can. And then we go from there. And then we see, do you have gut issues? A lot of them do. Do you have adrenal issues? I see a lot of them with low adrenal output. So we got to fix all these things, and then the body will still work. But if they want to look like they did at 30, well, that's a different conversation. You've got to have some testosterone. If you want a libido like you did at 30, you've got to have some estrogen and testosterone. So I have a clinic. They're amazing. Go talk to them. See what they say. I have all women on staff because that's normally what we see. And so go have a conversation with a woman that's educated in this. Don't have to listen to me, a man. I've got someone. Go listen. See what you think. Sometimes they go and they're like, wow, okay, I get it. And sometimes they're like, I don't want to go that route. And so then it's like, okay, well, we need to re-examine your goals. You're probably not going to look like you did at 30, but we can get 10 to 15 pounds off you, and I can get you feeling way better and bring some dense inflammation down. So it's a discussion on which direction do you want to go? But the first answer is you don't have to live that way.
Mm. I have a few follow-up questions. So first of all, in regards to your clinic, I unfortunately am outside of the US, but for anyone living within the US or Canada, is that something that you can work with people online, or do they literally have
to? So we are telemed only.
Oh, okay, okay.
Every state, but we can't do Canada because it's another country.
Gotcha, okay.
Anywhere in the US, my medical director is licensed. And so we took those steps to get that done. And so we can see anyone with telemed anywhere in the United States.
Okay, very cool. The next question, and I mean, I know it's probably very hard, if not impossible, to answer. And of course, every situation is different. But nonetheless, I'm curious about your opinion. Would you say that, generally speaking, a woman is going to feel and probably look better and healthier as she goes in through menopause if she jumps on hormones sooner rather than later?
Yeah, she is. Okay. Because think about it. So estrogen helps create collagen, keeps the hair shiny, you know, nails growing, skin just more youthful. So if you go 15 years without estrogen, you're going to have all those aging effects. If you get your estrogen back into a decent range, not only are you not going to be losing bone density, you're going to have better skin because collagen is synthesizing at a better rate. You know, testosterone helps you hold muscle. It also makes things more efficient as you eat and process and build muscle, keeps you more efficient. As you lose muscle from no testosterone, you're getting less efficient every year. Mm-hmm. By just sitting there, you're losing a little muscle. And as you lose a little bit more muscle, you become less and less efficient. So, oh, by the way, if you're trying to train 5 days a week, do 2 hours of cardio, you're probably losing more muscle when you see that scale drop than anything. So guess what? At rest, you are now less efficient. And guess what? That means you're going to find that you eating 1500, you're starting to put on weight. So now what? They lower it to 13. Oh, it stopped. And then they, oh, okay, if I go hard now, I'm going to drop. Well, you dropped like a pound. There's more muscle gone. Now you got to lower it to 1200 because now you see the scale go back up. It's a nasty, vicious cycle. So you've got to pair your training with what your hormonal baseline is. And so, mm-hmm. I, like I said, I can do that for someone if they say no hormones. Now, why do women mostly say no hormones? It goes back to that study 20 years ago that was done. It was done in a way that they used a ton of hormones, way more than you ever would. And I forget the demographic. I should know the details of it more. But we've since, not me, it's since been debunked. Think about it. When are you as healthy, your healthiest? 21, 22, 23? Well, guess what? Your testosterone was as high as it's probably ever going to be. Your estrogen was as high as it's ever going to be. Your progesterone was as high as it's ever going to be. Did you have cancer? No. When do you get cancer? When you're in your 60s and 70s, when your body starts to degrade because you don't have any hormones. Doesn't make sense to me. We now know that testosterone is cardioprotective. Organ protective in proper doses. Now, if you take super physiological, yes, that's a whole different conversation. So I just went on a tangent, but
I love it. Thank you. That's exactly what I exactly wanted to hear your opinion.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess now then going on the other side, what would be the, let's say 3, 4, 5, whatever best herbal supplements or just generally supplements for someone who's saying no? Okay, I get the point of, you know, lifestyle and training and nutrition, etc. But what can I do in terms of just regular supplements?
Yep. Okay, so just understand that you might have heard in the audience might have heard of an herb called chasteberry. It helps spike luteinizing hormone, and this in turn can start bringing up progesterone really well and your estrogen a bit. However, in the menopausal woman, there's no communication between the brain and the ovaries anymore. So that you're not going to send signals. So you can take all the chasteberry you want, and those aren't going to come up. So it's very difficult to get progesterone and estrogen back up. However, there is an over-the-counter progesterone. It's bioidentical, just like you get from my clinic, but you can buy it online because progesterone is that benign. If it was dangerous, you wouldn't be able to get progesterone, but you can literally get bioidentical. One of the products I use is called ProGonB, ProGonB. You can get it on Amazon. It's just bioidentical progesterone. Technically, it says to rub it on your arms, but you don't have to. You can put it on your mouth. You'll get more of it. And 10 drops has 40 milligrams of progesterone. So sometimes people don't want to sit for the appointment. They don't want to. They think because it's coming from a doctor, it's going to be worse. It's the same stuff. But for some reason, they're willing to use it. So if I can get you on a ProGon B, then usually I will use something called B Vital by Biotics Research. 2 caps, like 3 times a day. This will bring up your testosterone a bit. There's also a really nice product from Fat Muscle. I think you know John Gorman. Mm-hmm. His work's pretty nice. And we have something called Jumpstart. It has chase berry in it, but also has D-aspartic acid, which will also boost up your testosterone. So there are options out there. And then you can add a little boron, which will bring down your SHBG, which in menopause and stress starts to get higher, and that binds up your test. So I can pull that down with boron, which is in the fat muscle product, and it's in our Jumpstart. And then I combine that with Progon B, and that brings the progesterone up a little bit. So now I have a little bit of a boost. It's not going to be the same, but I at least get a little bit of a boost. And most women do report feeling a little more energy and a little bit better doing it that way. I'll be honest with you. Most of the ones that hire me, they want to look and feel their absolute best. And so they go the hormonal route. But I am never a push of it. I just educate. Sure. And I have the ability to get you somewhere that I know they're properly trained. That's all. I have no agenda on it. If you don't want to use it, great. I'm going to get your inflammation down. I'm going to match your training with what your hormone profile is. And then we're going to work to get that 10 to 15 pounds off and see where we're at. I've had women too get that 10 to 15 off. Then it gets really hard. And then they're kind of bitten by the bug and they're not quite happy with that 10 to 15 off. And they're like, well, if I added hormones, would this be easier? Can I train harder? Yeah, you can, because you can recover and you're not going to get inflamed again because you're recovering. So then they want to do it. So it just depends. Everyone's journey is different. But what I will tell you too about the hormonal side, if you've been in menopause for a while, let's say you're 10 years in, do not let a clinic put you on all three at once. It will be a shit storm. We generally start with progesterone. As I said, it's the most benign. I mean, you can get it online with no script. So we usually start progesterone. How do you feel? It's starting. It's going to make them sleep deeper. So that's going to help recovery. It's going to make them a little less anxious. And then we see how you feel. And then, you know, if testosterone really is tanked and you're like, you know, I feel a little better, I'm sleeping good, but I still am not there, then we start with a low dose of testosterone. I don't love adding estradiol unless it's absolutely needed, because it can be harder to titrate and dial in. And we got to remember, testosterone aromatizes into estrogen. So you give a little testosterone, some of it's going to come into estrogen. And a little bit of progesterone supplementation seems to end up there too. And so we don't have to return a woman to the 100 to 200 range. Usually about 50 or so, there's no vaginal dryness, libido's good. They see their hair and nails improve, and that's pretty good. And if we can get you around there, I generally am not a fan of adding more estrogen or adding estrogen at all. So we have a lot of women at our clinic just on test and progesterone, and they feel amazing. We have some that still have vaginal dryness, and so, okay, we got to put the E2 in, and you're going to have to deal with a little puffiness at first while we dialed in the dose. That's typically how we run it and how I think it should be done. A lot of old school people, doctors are going to just give you estrogen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big fan of that. Estrogen excites the immune system. Testosterone calms it. Why do you think more women have autoimmunity than men? Partly because you guys got more estrogen, especially when you've got these people then who are stressed and progesterone drops out. Now you're what? Estrogen dominant. And then boom, if you're coded for it, now you got autoimmunity. So if you're given a woman who has no hormones, only estrogen, and she's already puffy and kind of like in an autoimmune inflamed state, and now you give her more estrogen, man, her weight just usually goes boop. She mm-hmm. might feel a little better, but man, the weight just takes off. She gets puffier and now she's more miserable. It's old school thinking. So.
Well, thank you so much, honestly, for this really wide picture. I think you've given so much helpful information, not just for any client potentially going through perimenopause or menopause, who might feel weight loss resistant, but also for us coaches. So truly, thank you. I'm definitely going to make sure to link all of your sites in the show notes as well. But if you want to shout out your Instagram, that might be helpful already.
So it's my name, Jason, and then Theobald, T as in Tom, H-E-O, B as in boy, A-L-D, _ Scooby Health. Our website is scoobyhealth.com, and you can find a list of all of our coaches. And my ScoobyU University there, where I teach coaches my methods and how they can better dial in their clients with a lot of these complicated issues.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. And everyone go and follow Jason.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.